I work in an industry known for reducing complicated ideas to a single thought. These taglines, Merrill Lynch is bullish on America, finger looking good, and don't leave home without it, were all created by my colleagues at Ogilvy & Mather. And in my corner of the ad agency, I recently ran Ogilvy's analytics team, but now lead the New York office for Ogilvy One, our direct digital marketing division, we operate on a single premise. The most successful companies today are those that are able to convert the data deluge we all face into insights that drive real growth. Our job is to help our clients uncover those insights. To do that, we need to explain what we discover within their data in simple, straightforward terms. While the CFO is probably comfortable when I talk about logistic regressions, the rest of the people in the C-suite usually don't speak math shorthand, and their eyes glaze over after 10 or 15 seconds when I do. Recently, one of the guys on my team came to me all excited about a presentation he'd just seen. "This company was cool, man," he said. "They appended 3,000 variables from a third-party data aggregator to the ad server cookies, ran a CHADE tree to score them on likelihood to convert, and fed the scoring algorithms back to the ad servers in SQL so they could use them for targeting individual cookies on ad exchanges." He was right. This was exciting stuff. But I doubt that most readers would get the same kick out of this that he did. At least, not the way he explained it. So I've learned to present my ideas the way the creatives do, in simple, hopefully memorable images, such as, "At 60 miles an hour, the loudest noise in this Rolls-Royce comes from the electric clock." That was another one of ours. And I will try as much as possible to use this type of language in this book. Simple language only enhances this powerful fact. There is now a proven way to increase dramatically both your company's sales and its ROI using data you probably already have but may not be aware of. How? Well, if you think about it, there are really only two sides to every business: supply and demand. The supply side, how a company is going to fill orders, that is, how they will fulfill their customers' needs, is the one that a business controls. The company heads know, for example, how much productivity will increase if they buy a new machine. The supply side is where most left-brainers, the logical financial types, feel comfortable. For decades, they have increased the efficiencies of supply chains, streamlined processes, and developed measurements to track progress. The demand side, on the other hand, is something companies don't control. Consumers do. Sure, you can try all kinds of things to reach customers, but ultimately, it's the customer/consumer/client who decides if he is interested in what you have to offer. The demand side is the fuzzy place where cause and effect are not always clear. Did he buy because the product was perfect for his needs? Because he liked your ad? Because your price was appealing? Because of word of mouth? Or was it some combination of those factors and 100 more? Here, finding out what happens when you turn the dials and push the buttons is a messy business. The customer bought immediately after clicking on your internet ad. But was the banner ad the reason she bought? Figuring it all out is what I do on a daily basis. As you will see, I use the clean, tried and tested tools from the supply side and apply them to the messy demand side of the business. These tools can help you, in the words of the book subtitle, grow your business in a way that increases both your sales and profits. This is not only vitally important to those of you in the C-suite, after all, the shareholders ultimately will judge you on how effectively you deploy their money, but to employees at all levels of the company. Marketers and people who run business units need to know which are the most profitable customers to target. Researchers must have a profitable consumer in mind as they set off to create new products or services. Those in customer service want to pay the most attention to the firm's most valuable users/buyers. And, of course, the people in finance will always ask whether the company is going to make any money on its latest undertaking. By employing the ideas we are about to talk about, the return on your investment can be huge.